Okay, now we'll
okay,
have to
bye-bye.
Quiet. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Connie in San Jose, California.
Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Hi. I'm new to this. I'm relatively new to the
center. You'll enjoy it.
A lot of us are new, and I hope you enjoy it. This is my name is Donna, and I'm not sure who all is on at the moment. I think Donna Dreegan is on. I think I heard her voice.
Yes.
Great. And
Dwyn is on.
Dwyn, great. Thanks, Dwyn.
Awesome.
Sharon's on.
Sharon.
Oh, good. Well,
we've
so
got
we have a number of people that are here. And
Cindy,
Marlene is here.
Lee.
Great.
Shambhala.
Shambhala.
Mm-hmm. Warren.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I'm so glad you're on, all of you.
Thank
we're
you.
We're going to get right away because we have a lot to cover tonight and some very interesting things to expose and share. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody, and then our hostess, who is Cindy. Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to mute everyone, and you'll have to hit star six after
okay.
I mute. Here
okay.
I go. Okay, Cindy, you can hit star six, and I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, right. Okay. Welcome, everyone. We would like to be aware of those of you attending this class, and we would like to meet you, know more about you, and know where you are from. If you would like to meet one of us in your area who is like-minded, let us know. We have contacts from all over the world, and many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. If you'd like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers, services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us most likely every few weeks. Or someone can call you if you prefer, or stay with us after the class is over for a short time of questions, answers, and prayers. Our active team members are Barbara, Donna Korth, Lenore, Marlene, Sharon, Donna Dreegan, Dwyn, and myself, Cindy. We present this class, and we are available to answer questions, find out answers, pray with you, and encourage you. If any attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or Barbara Gabbard or any of the team members. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. You may express any desires, requests, or suggestions at the end of this class, and we will honor you and all that you might have to ask. We also have telephone book studies available for you the same way you came to this class. Just call Donna Dreegan at 443-520-2882 for details if you're interested. Now, we are composed of friends worldwide whose desire is to hold the balance of light upon earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. Now, the Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religion or non-religion background. There's Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with ascended masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Now, our mission is that within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and love wisdom throughout the earth. So tonight we have a wonderful class tonight with Hercules, who is also known as the Elohim of the first ray, along with his twin flame Amazonian. And I will let Dwin introduce him. So go ahead, Dwin.
Yes, good evening. Hercules and his twin flame Amazonia are the Elohim of the first ray, the blue ray of power, faith, and God's will. Their etheric retreat is located over Half Dome in Yosemite National Park in Northern California. Elohim is a Hebrew name for God used in the first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, Elohim, God, created the heaven and the earth. The Elohim have dominion over the beings of the elements and the elementals and carry the greatest concentration of light. In the Kabbalah, Elohim is associated with divine justice and judgment. Hercules is one to call to for his white fire and blue lightning to turn back domestic, international terrorism, earth changes, and all challenges to God government. His name means glory of the air. Hercules was the most famous of the heroes of Greek mythology. In ancient times, he was thought of as an intermediary between men and the gods. There was a time long ago in Earth's history when things were very dark on the planet, and Hercules volunteered to take embodiment on our Earth. We have heard the mythology of how Hercules was able to conquer through the 12 initiations that are known as the 12 labors of Hercules. Each one of these is significant and attests of that which comes to every disciple, an aspiring adept on his or her path of light. And through the initiatic path is provided the opportunity to conquer the lesser self within these tests and trials. Hercules tells us that what was not fully stated within the mythology that has been handed down through the ages was the deep core issue of what was at stake within his actions that resulted in the self-mastery that was essential for the full overcoming, for the full victory of the light. And all that we read of divine philosophy and of the spiritual texts of the ages with their stories, fables, and mythology leads us to that which is essential within our life to understand and to master in order to attain godhood through alignment with our source and acceptance of our eternal birthright within the spirit. Our prayers to Hercules and the release of light through Hercules' heart streams assist in stabilizing the earth body as Hercules overshines the elemental kingdom and holds a powerful position in mitigating much in the way of earth changes and the blue ray of power assisting in mitigation of cataclysms and war. Hercules tells us it all begins with us and it ends with us. And between the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega of our experience in life, the initiatic path exists, and self-mastery is the requirement of every hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwin. Now, the Masters desire to encourage you and to help you feel comfortable with them. So you don't have to feel like you must be perfect to be friends with the Masters. They want to be your friends, and they're here to serve you. Now, we suggest that you have a pen and a paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost a few dollars more than a regular phone, and then your hands are free, enabling you to walk around, take notes, and meditate with us. So we will be keeping the callers muted to eliminate all background noise, and we have muted you. But you can unmute yourself by pressing *6. And if you have a question during the class, please press *6 and please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. And then when you're through speaking, then press *6 again and then you'll be muted again. And this helps to block out any noise or interference that would happen if you didn't mute. And we also ask you to be fairly brief with your questions so that we can finish the, or comments or whatever, so you can finish the class on time. So now I'm going to call on Lenore to share a few announcements. So, beloved Lenore, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, we do have lots of great things in the Heart Center that are available to anyone, and a lot of, you know, these events and classes, Nehru classes and so forth, all have telephone options so that anyone can join them. The next thing coming up is the Nehru University 1408 Maitreya Buddha speaks on Mu, Atlantis, and the New Earth. And that is a class that's going to be held on two Sunday mornings, I believe, October 19th and the 26th. And the other Nehru class is the monthly free class, the Masters Speak. And the next one is going to be October 22nd. And Mother Mary is sponsoring that class. Donna Driggen holds the book study course classes in Baltimore on the telephone every Monday night. And she said that they just started a new class, a new book, and they're using Omar Mikhail Ivanhoff's book, The Philosopher's Stone. And she said that they take the classes and their replays are available, so you could still get in on that if you were interested. And the book is available on the Heart Center store. And if you call her, she can give you the code to get a 20% discount on it because you're joining the class. And the other thing that we have is tomorrow night. It is a service that is held once a month, and it's called the Diamond Crystal Purity Service. And this is a service that is for clearing and purifying yourself individually, the planet as a whole. And it's it starts at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. And the special treat tomorrow night is that Beloved Nada, Johanna, the sixth grade, is going to answer some questions that a heart friend has posed. And there are four questions about children and education, and she answered two of them this morning on the morning broadcast. And the other two will be answered tomorrow night during the purity service. So if you are available for that, you can also attend that on the telephone. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now we'd like to do an invocation, and first I'll see, is Barbara Gabbert, is she on the line? Barbara? Nope. Okay. Beloved Donna Driggen, would you like to give a quick invocation, please?
I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
I just had to run. I was putting laundry away since you were talking, so thank you for your patience.
Okay, great.
Wonderful. In the name I am that I am, I call to the heart of God and the great central sun, and especially to the beloved mighty Elohim Hercules and Amazonia, his twin flame. Please place your electronic presence over each one of us on this call tonight and help us tune in to your new blue vibration and the energy of your great heart and your great causal body. Thank you for this opportunity to learn and grow in the light. Help us work together to spread God's message of love, wisdom, and joy throughout the earth. Amen.
Thank you. Now we'd like to do a breathing meditation, and this is also called pranayama. This helps to relax and align ourselves with the Holy Spirit. And you can consider your breath a gift and part of the Holy Spirit as we're doing this together. So I'd like everybody to close their eyes and look at the inside of their eyelids. Then while their eyes is closed, look up toward that place in the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. This is the location of your third eye chakra. Now see your breath coming in and out as a brilliant light entering every cell of your body. Mother Mary said that that the Holy Spirit is of female gender. That is why we say her when we refer to the Holy Spirit. So please follow me now as I say a mantra and give you instructions to breathe in, hold it in, breathe out, and hold it out. And each statement is to a count of eight. So here we go. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Again, breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all of her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Let's do this one more time. Breathe in. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. Hold your breath. I absorb all her merit. Breathe out. I breathe out her light to the world. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Thank you. So now we'd like to also do a prayer. We'll do this together. And it's a prayer to Archangel Michael. And it should be on the back of your snail mail letter or was sent to you by email. So you're all muted, so you can only hear me say the prayer. So please repeat the prayer with me one time. Together. In the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, my soul, and my being. I give you my heart, O Lord. Live in me, love through me, protect me, and all who are on this call from all distractions, from all technical problems, and allow your heart, your mind, your being to flow and sing within me, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Thank you. So next we'll do a song, and that is to honor beloved Hercules and Amazonian. For those who have a songbook, this is on page 36. Sing it as a welcome to Hercules and his powerful angels who are with us tonight, helping and guiding our class. Now Donna will play the song at this time, and you are muted, so you will not hear anybody but yourself sing. Thank you. Thank you.
that have run the crystal lighting shield, defending every child of God in cosmic light and field.
Okay, I hope you can all hear me. Okay, if you can't hear me, hit star 6 and tell me you can't hear me. That's a joke, isn't it? We're going to play we're going to hear Hercules' message, which is very profound, very dynamic, and something that I know you will all be very interested in. So hold on a minute while I bring this up. All right, here we go.
Beloved sons and daughters of God, I come this day to increase the light of the blue fire action of the diamond will of God throughout the earth and within your lives for your protection, for your divine direction, and for the illumination of your being in this divine essence of God good, which is the first ray of that holy action of the will of the Divine One. Blaze forth the light now within the Middle East. Blaze forth the light within those hot spots throughout the world that require the action of Elohim this day to manifest God's victory and the establishment of the kingdom of God upon earth and all realms. Blaze forth the light. Blaze forth the light. Blaze forth the light now as a blanket of protection, as a foundation of beingness, and as that which will begin to allow to manifest in many domains a new world of beauty and perfection, of joy, and the alacrity of the Holy Spirit's manifest light within the lives of light bearers everywhere.
Okay, what I want you to know, first of all, is that the light of the blue fire action that we're talking about here is a very special blue ray that comes from the blue wave. And it's similar to this, and I know this is a poor comparison, but it's the best I can think of. Just like when the spray of the ocean comes flowing out from a big blue ocean wave, that spray goes all over the place. Well, that's what the blue wave does, or the blue ray, the new blue ray does. It's very powerful. It's stronger than ever before. And according to Gautama Buddha, it emanates equilibrium, cosmic harmony, and oneness with all life. Archangel Michael says it is also protective, and that if you call on him, he will use it to protect you.
It is time for you to learn a new way, all mankind, the way of freedom, integration, and enlightenment. It is time for you to be reborn in spirit, and so I come this day in a powerful action of this ray to penetrate into the astral plane and to consume on contact pockets of darkness that have beset mankind and allow them to harbor enmity, hatred, and angst towards one another in this and past ages and lifetimes.
All right. What I want to share with you right now is what do these pockets of darkness cause and what do they do among mankind's relationships as a whole. In September of last year, Saint Germain said, I plead with you to save this nation through your prayers, through your calls, through fasting, and through the offering of yourself on the altar of the heart, of your heart, for this greater awakening that America requires now. It is a pivotal time, dear ones, for the forces of darkness are on the move. And that was in September of last year. And then, after that, shortly after that, Mother Mary said, "Dearest ones, the manipulators of men in darkness will attempt to coerce the military leaders and the armies to become embroiled. And yet, what is behind that which is unspoken in the media? What are those forces that are moving through systems and conglomerates and what many have called the military-industrial complex, whose desire is to promote their agendas and sell their wares?" And what do you think their wares are? It's their tanks, their guns, their ammunition. "So that power may be wielded, so that money may be made, and so that the people themselves, ignorant of the true causes of war and destruction, may become embroiled, east and west, left and right, in conflict and dissimulation." And the word dissimulation means hidden, things that are hidden, hidden agendas, hidden behind stuff. In other words, there is stuff going on that is caused by hidden forces and hidden activities, and we may be blaming, if we decide we have to blame someone, we may be blaming the wrong people. We don't begin to get all the information. Mother Mary goes on to say, "I pray to the Almighty God, and you pray to the Almighty God, for intercession upon earth so that the children may be saved, the innocents may be safeguarded, and those who do not desire darkness and the proliferation of the armaments of war may be sealed under the wing of protection of Archangel Michael and all of the archangels and archai in this hour." And then Jesus said in August, he said, "For love dispels darkness, mercy transmutes evil," or the energy veil, "and kindness turns and transforms all." Okay, we will go on.
Blaze for the light! Blaze for the light! Blaze for the light! Find now the nadir of all hatred, anger, and disease within the minds, the hearts, and the wills of mankind. Burn through, burn through, burn through, and let there be a new conceptualization of light within the minds of the masses, so that people may pick up on that which the angels of God are cosmically sending forth and raying forth throughout the earth as a new blue wave of the great central sun for earth, for this solar system and this galaxy.
And I would like to call on Donna Dreegan right now to explain briefly what the great central sun is all about. So Donna just hit star 6.
Okay. Well, it goes by the name also the source. The great central sun goes by the name of source, the center, the great hub, the cosmic sun behind the sun, a massive energy vortex in the heart center of the cosmos, and the nucleus from which all life originated. Sirius is the focus of the great central sun in our section of the galaxy.
Great. That's excellent. Now, what we're going to do next is be ready, but we're going to several times in this dictation from Hercules, we're going to say blaze forth. And the next, it's going to start right away, and we're going to say it 3 times.
Donna?
Yes.
I would like to just give one little bit of information, how that they were talking about the forces that are on the rise and what they do. Well, there's a law that a lot of people are not aware of, and it's called a third-party law. And when you have people fighting or arguing, it's not between those two people. There's someone, a third party that's behind the scenes that are agitating it. So anytime you find yourself in a situation like that, look, don't look at the person that you're in conflict with, but step aside, both of you, and look, see who's agitating it.
Exactly. That's right on, Lee. This is probably what's happening in the Middle East.
Definitely.
And
Because what's happening in the Middle East is that these people are in conflict with each other and they're fighting, but then it comes back to these evil forces, and again, they're the ones behind the scene because they have been wanting a war for a long time, and like it was said, wars are big money makers. There's the factories to manufacture all the tools that are needed for war, do you know? Plus then also when they're attacking a country, they generally go in because that country has mineral rights or precious metals that they want.
That's right. I wish I would have had time to explain more about that. Mother Mary talks about that. Many of the masters talk about that. There are certain things in the countries that are desired by what we would call the shadow government or the Illuminati or the powers behind the powers, the dark forces and so forth. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, we're going to hear a little bit more from Hercules about how to stop what's happening. Now, the next thing he's going to do is he's going to say, blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth. So I want you to get ready, everybody, to say it with him because this is more powerful and we enter into it with him, which is very, very good for us to do. So here we go.
Blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth. The light of the sun, now within the astral plane. In every continent, in every nation, and within every life, let people be quickened to a new walk with God, that original walk in the Garden of Eden, whereby there was continuous communion with the Lord God, the way of light, and there was the sanctification of all through a pure consciousness, one with the source, where there is no dissimulation, there is no dissonance, there is no distance between the soul and the oversoul, for the soul was and may be again encapsulated in that great light of the I Am Presence, the solar self. O mankind, know who you are. Rise into new levels of beingness. Know the great central sun's action that is perfusing within the cosmos, and especially now within this solar system, these new blue wave patterns of perfection, joy, and cosmic beauty. It is time for the dissonance of rock music to go. And so, there is an action of judgment this day upon the very conceptualization of that which within the rock beat is dark, dense, and dire. Burn through, burn through, burn through.
I want to talk to you about the rock music. Why would he say rock music has to go? Even Christian music is often played to a rock beat. Well, there's an amazing book out there, and it's a book called The Secret Power of Music by David Thames. And he says in this book, after doing much research, that they discovered that every function of the body is affected by music. Digestion, internal secretions, your circulation, your nutrition, your respiration, and even, he says, the neural networks of your brain. He says, shrill sounds projected into a liquid media coagulate proteins. And then he goes on to explain that a recent teenage fad was to take raw eggs to rock concerts, heavy metal concerts, and place them at the foot of the stage. Midway through the concert, the eggs could be eaten hard-boiled as a result of the music. So what do you think happens to the liquids in the bodies of those who listened to this music over and over or who play it? On page 138 of the Secret Power of Music by David Thames, it says, what happens to your body when a car advertisement comes on TV playing rock music and you are sitting with your TV tray eating your dinner and you don't even notice? And then it comes on again 10 or 15 minutes later and then again and again, and you have most of your advertisements to get your attention and to keep you listening are rock music, because it kind of gives you a kick, or at least for especially for young people or people that are needing some kind of stimulation. He asked the question, why do classical orchestra directors live to be in their 90s while rock musicians die young? Well, we know part of that is because some of them are on drugs in order to keep going. They're so exhausted because the type of kick that you get from the rock music or the young people get is similar to the kick you get from caffeine. It's not your body giving you the kick. It's the caffeine, which your body has not asked for. When a young person is used to listening to rock music for hours per day, there are certain chemicals that have been released which excite their organisms and give them a kick and cause the music to become addictive. They experience a sense of empty misery when it's quiet. The heart rates of people on regular doses of heavy metal music are rapid, or rock music. There are numerous reports on the benefits of most classical music on plants, on animals, and human beings, which, if you're interested, you could read in this book. I don't have time to go into all of the reports. Just believe me, they are amazing. So listening to the wrong beats of music too much, too often, will even affect your heart in a negative way. So now we'll go on.
The new ways of light must manifest upon Earth, ere a golden crystal age of enlightenment, freedom, and compassion be known everywhere. Therefore, the darkness must go in some form this day within you, all mankind, and that darkness must come out of the pockets of illusion, Maya, and delusion within you, and therefore the angels, in a sense, compel you higher, compel you to release ancient patterns and subconscious blocks that have beset you and serve you no longer in the new ways of light, divine justice, and eternal freedom.
Now be ready to say with Hercules, burn through 3 times. This will add extra emphasis, power, and emanation on dissolving and transmuting these things that he has just talked about. Here we go.
Burn through, and bind, and consume those blocks and those myic engrams of darkness now within you. Burn through.
Okay, one more thing here. How can we recognize darkness within us, and what can we do about it? He says that each of us, we need to find those areas of darkness in ourselves and get rid of them. And I notice that I don't work on this much unless I put it on my do list and allow a certain time where I'm going to meditate and pray. But here's a few things that we can do. First of all, you could come to our purity service tomorrow night, which you can do by telephone. And if you have any questions about the number, how to get to it, what to do, here's the number to call to get instructions for this, because I don't have all of the information right here. But here's the number, 630-894-4410. They will give you the number and tell you how to get on our purity, our diamond purity service tomorrow night, which will help purify you as well as work towards purifying the world. That's 630-894-4410. Second thing you can do is ask yourself each evening the following questions. These are things that are going to help you recognize any darkness within you. This is what I do for me. Have I had negative thoughts about anyone, anywhere, anytime, today? And that includes the president, the ISIS group, the Muslims, your husband, your children, your neighbors, your best friend that maybe you were a little envious of. This is the challenge to learn to have loving indifference, which means you love the souls of everyone that God has created. And I'll tell you, one story I read in a paper some years ago I have never forgotten. It was the story of a man who raped and killed the daughter of these loving parents, their only child. They were so miserable, and they so hated him that they were slowly dying. And they got some counsel, and they realized what they were doing to themselves, and they went to the prison where this man was, and they asked his forgiveness for their hatred for him. And then they told him that they forgave him. Well, the man was condensed into a pile of tears. He was overcome and overwhelmed. And they said, okay, since you killed our daughter, you are now our son. You will take the place, and we will love you. And they did, and I didn't read anything more about it, so I don't know how this story ended or if that was the end and if they were very successful. But, you know, when you read about people doing terrible things to other people that we are supposed to be one with, and our souls are one at some level, it's the outward body that is so misaligned. The next thing you can do, if you wish, is check yourself with the Ten Commandments in a modern version. And I think that's in Exodus 6. If you have a Phillips version or a modern version, check yourself on those Ten Commandments. See how you're doing with them. The third thing you could do is learn to meditate daily and journal immediately afterwards with one of the masters. Any of them you call on, they will be thrilled. I did it for months and months with El Moria. I do it now with Mother Mary. But you can do it with any of the masters that you feel an inclination towards, and they respond. They promise. But what happens is if you sit for 5 or 10 minutes and meditate, and it's a challenge for us to do this in the Western world because our minds are always racing on what we have to do. But if you can do that, and then you take your notebook and you say, okay, El Moria, here I am. You write down what you think El Moria wants to say to you. And you know what? When you read it afterwards, you realize that was not you. He promises to come through for you. I know that. So does Mother Mary. And the other masters do too, but those are the two I've had experiences with. The next thing you can do is at least check yourself at the end of the day for at least one act of service that was not required of you. Who did you do something for that you didn't have to do? The next thing you can do is ask yourself how many times you have thanked God or man throughout the day, and learn how to make this a habit. The Master Omram says, gratitude brings joy. Whenever you start thanking, he said, you will become more and more joyful. The more you thank, the more you are grateful. And the next thing you can do is regularly at a daily scheduled time, do some violet flame or blue flame or yellow flame prayers for the world. And you can get these prayers. So that you just call our store or on our website, just go to the store. You can either call it or go to it. And right now I don't have the store telephone number. If anybody has it, please interrupt me, and we will give out the store number. But it's wonderful to have those songs and prayers in that notebook that they will send you. And you may really enjoy doing those. These are songs and prayers that were inspired by the masters. If you're not familiar with David Lewis, I just want to mention right now, he's the one that was being used as an amanuensis tonight. And every time you hear one of the masters, he had no desire to do this. They told him he didn't have to do it, but they gave him an opportunity. And he realized that every morning when he got up, he said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And so at one point he said, I'll do it, even though he knew it probably would mean him losing his business, possibly losing his wife, and many other major changes that, in fact, did occur.
Donna?
Yes.
Jeanette's number is 312-253-7600.
312-253?
Yes.
And then
7600.
7600. Great. So if anybody would like, you might want to look at our store anyway online, but the best thing to do if you're not sure how to do it is just call 312-253-7600. Thank you so much, Donna. Anyway, put your daily scheduled time for meditation on your do list or you won't do it. Or your daily scheduled time for prayer, which may be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever you're able to do, put it on your do list so you can check it off. The last thing you can do, which will help purify your body, raise your mood, make you full of joy, is learn how to do what we call sun gazing correctly. This is something the masters and angels continually remind us to do. This, they say, will purify our thoughts, fill us with joy, and heal us of many ailments. We have a wonderful friend named Wayne Purden who was healed from leukemia by learning how to do proper sun gazing when the sun rises in the morning. So if you have questions about any of these things, give me a call. My number is 903-885-2495, and I think it's in all of your invitations. So here we go.
Legions of light, descend now into the astral plane and bind now 10,000 entities, demons, discarnates, who have been arrayed against the light bearers, who have been caught in their web of Mayic illusion. Burn to now, O angels of Archangel Michael, O angels of the Elohim, Astraea and Carity, and of Hercules and Amazonia ourselves. Go now to these ones and find them and release them from the dark entrails and the dark contrails and the dark trails and embellishments of anti-light that they have accepted within their worlds. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. And purge, purge, purge from the astral plane this day these Mayic patterns, these illusory senses and sensations that have kept them bound into a matrix of imperfection and impropriety.
Now, Hercules mentioned some other Elohim called Astraea and Purity. And so I'm going to call on Sharon to share just exactly who the Elohim Purity and Astraea, or Astraea and Purity, are and how we can benefit from knowing them. So come on, Sharon.
Here I am. Thank you. Beloved Purity and Astraea are the fourth ray Elohim, the white ray of purity, perfection, hope, and wholeness. It is the flame of the mother and the flame of the ascension. Their retreat is in the etheric realm over the Gulf of Archangel, the southeast arm of the White Sea, Russia. This retreat focuses the energies of the base of the spine chakra of the planet. Purity holds the divine pattern of the perfection of the Christ for all that is in manifest form. He focuses the white fire, the pure white light out of which emanates the seven rays of the Christ consciousness. Blue is considered the feminine aspect of white because the white fire of purity coalesces as blue in the matter plane. Astraea, the feminine complement of purity, wields the cosmic circle and sword of blue flame, which cuts us free from all that opposes the fulfillment of the divine plan held in the heart of purity. Astraea personifies the Hindu concept of Kali, the demon slayer. The circle of blue fire invoked from the heart of Astraea is a dazzling blue-white fire that oscillates as two concentric rings of fire, the blue of Astraea, the white of purity, interchanging frequencies at such a rapid rate so as to appear as the action of blue-white lightning flashing around souls. Where there is discord, we call in the name of our Christ Buddha self, the beloved Astraea. We say, lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame around the cause and core of this condition, and we name the condition. See the circle lock around the individual at the waist, around groups of individuals and entire cities. We visualize the sword of blue flame as a pillar of blue fire perpendicular to the circle of blue flame, breaking the matrices of darkness, decay, and death. See the alien standing over each person for whom you are praying, holding the sword of blue flame 2 inches from the spine and parallel to it. Astrea encourages us to give her a decree on behalf of loved ones who are burdened by addictions of all kinds. When you pray for them, also pray for others upon this planet. May your voice utter the spoken word that is much needed. The prayer to Astrea and Purity will authorize these Elohim to help 1 million souls. Pray to them daily. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. I would say that the prayers of Astrea and Purity are probably the most powerful, the one that we have in our decree and songbook, or our prayer and songbook. So if you ever are in deep doo-doo, call on Astrea and Purity and read that prayer out with great meaning in your heart, great intention. Okay, let's go on here.
O God, great is thy name, I am that I am, and let the stamping of that name of the I am that I am be upon the very essence of the emotional plane of this planetary home, and let every particle that is caught within this mayic web of illusion be impressed with this light, energy, presence of God now, so that those who can be released, saved, and nurtured again in the Holy Spirit's fire may climb the spiral staircase of light out of the astral plane into the etheric and be served once again by angels of mercy, compassion, and grace, as those prodigal ones now winning their way back to the source of all light, love, and levity.
Now, I just want to share a little bit here from a book called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, or How My Bad Boy Brother Proved to Me That There's Life After Death. You may want to get this book. It's more than a near-death experience story. It's an after-death experience. And it's the story of a man who had addictions to alcohol and drugs. And his sister and his mother, his sister was Annie Kagan, the author, they wept for him, and they concluded that his soul probably came to a no-good end. However, they found out differently when he made a special effort to contact his sister. He was hit by a car and killed after living this life that consisted of these addictions. He had just approached a rehab center and wanted to be admitted, and he was not admitted. They said no, and so he's very dejected, and he's walking across the street and gets hit by the car and killed. His sister turns out to be highly intuitive, and he helps her and trains her in becoming even more intuitive. And one of the things that he says to her is that there are many places in heaven. We know that there are 33 levels up above the astral plane and 33 down, starting with the astral plane. And one of the things he says here, and I'm going to quote from his book, is the superworld, or the Devon, I can't remember that name now, where people go that where they always wanted to go or wished they get to go to something and spend some time there until they're sick of it. The superworld is also a place where the newly dead people play out strong beliefs or desires they had while they were alive. It's like a spool of ribbon that unwinds. The spool gets thinner and thinner as the beliefs are played out. At first, the superworld death drama, with its angels, its pearly gates, its harps, its angels sitting on clouds and playing their instruments. And this at first is very fulfilling. This is what the person thought they would be finding. But as the person gets more familiar with the new atmosphere, these ideas lose their grip. Beliefs are kind of like toys. As you grow up, you lose your fascination with them and they get discarded. Beliefs are big on Earth. People collect them. Some of these beliefs are helpful, but others just keep you running around trying to follow rules that others have laid down for you. They don't have a lot of personal meaning, much to your amazement. It's a good idea to sort through your belief system now and then and throw out the ones that don't serve. Everyone who dies eventually outgrows the superworld and goes on to watch their hologram or their life plan projected onto the virtually enhanced screen of the universe. And then it says, by the time you're ready to view your life, you've left behind a lot of human concepts, and you're looking through divine-colored glasses. But he has a wonderful time in heaven, and it turns out that he wasn't near as bad as his sister thought. She learns from him that he spent a good deal of time during the 8 years that he shook off his addictions, helping children, running a children's boys and girls club type of situation, doing many things for many people. And despite his addictions, he was able to go right up there into heaven. He wasn't cast into hell, and he has many, many things to say about it. So I just wanted to share that little bit with you because Hercules talks about the prodigal son and or the prodigal children and how they, it says those prodigal ones now winning their way back to the source of all light, love, and levity. So now we will go on.
All virtuous ones, by your calls and by the action of the blue ray, this is accomplished today, and there is a great quickening and a great and new annunciation to the hearts of many upon earth of opportunity to rise, to resurrect, and even to ascend in consciousness, to be free from the impositions of yesterday's darkness and yesteryear's moorings in unreality.
Now he's going to say, blaze forth 12 times. I want you to say that with him. It'll be very powerful for you as you join in with Hercules and repeat the words, blaze forth, because this is the light, and you can hold up your hands and send light out through the palms and your fingertips to the whole world to be used as part of the blue wave that Hercules projects all over this planet as at this time, in this particular cycle, right now. So, here we go.
Blaze
forth. Blaze forth.
Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Blaze forth. Along the 12 lines of the cosmic clock and in the etheric, mental, emotional, and physical planes, these new light frequencies and cosmic patterns of divine direction, protection, illumination, and perfection.
Now he talks about doing this along the 12 lines of the cosmic clock, which is what he did as we said that. So I'm going to call on Marlene to explain briefly what the cosmic clock is.
Hi. The cosmic clock is a tool that we have been given to help us, I guess, with God's virtues, really. If you have, if you don't know anything about the cosmic clock, a good book to read is Predict Your Future and Understanding the Cycles of the Cosmic Clock by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. That's very interesting. But I love the cosmic clock. And if you want to walk and talk with the Ascended Masters, this is really a great tool to use because on each line of the clock, there is an Ascended Master that holds the balance for that particular light energy. And I wanted to give a personal example for myself. I study my annual and my monthly line of the cosmic clock all the time and keep myself focused on it. And from August 17th to September 16th, I was on the 8 o'clock line in Virgo. And I recently acquired a job where I was having problems with the people that I worked with, and there was a lot of disharmony and negative energy every day. So on the last day that I was on the 8 o'clock line in Virgo, I went to work, and I wrote it in my journal. I'll just read what it says. It says, this morning as I arrived at my job, I became aware that this is the first time I came to work and did not feel any negative energy. I felt as a great clearance had occurred and I had balanced my karma towards creating disharmony in the workplace. I was so filled with emotions that tears were flowing down my face, and I actually went into the bathroom so I could release the stream of victorious tears. And so because I was consciously aware that I had just ended the 8 o'clock line on my cosmic, on my personal cosmic clock for the month in Virgo, I realized that I had actually cleared some karma from who knows where, this life or a past life, where I was to realize that everyone has an equal God potential. So there's a lot of things studying the cosmic clock that will help you with your psychology, with your personal relationships with the Ascended Masters. There's so many good things to say. I could talk for hours, but I know my time is up. So that's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Marlene. That was great. And if anybody would like to know more about the Cosmic Clock book, give me a call and I'll explain it to you a little as to how you can get it, because it is very good reading and very helpful in just directing you as however you want to apply it or however often. So let's go on.
O soul, choose life, choose light, choose God to stay within you. Rise and know the eternality of your source, the beingness of the path. And the rigors of that path, which you must now engage in order to maintain the estate of light, in divine joy, in holy radiance, and within the holy city's action of the profusion of light everywhere. I am Hercules. I have come because you have called and sung to me, given effort, work as that word, and allowed by God's grace, divine intercession, and the majesty of the Eternal One to manifest upon earth this day. Live within your authentic self. Live in truth, virtue, and grace, and know always that you are one with God within your heart. I thank you.
Okay, I would like to ask one last question here. How can we help to bring assistance to the world through the masters, the angels, the cosmic beings, and Almighty God? Who requires help that we should be praying for, and are you staying alert? Now, I talk to people every day from churches and places around here where I live. I live in the middle of the Bible Belt here in the South. It's very hard to find people that are, shall I say, sympathetic or... Anyway, people that are understanding of the New Age, information that we have right now. I do have a book study that has started recently, and we are studying near-death experiences, books that are about that, and it's a good pathway into further subjects along that line. But I want to share with you tonight something that requires much prayer. And I really thank Gene Morgan and Barbara Gabbert for helping me get this information. There's a website called Child Abuse Recovery. And the headlines on that website right now are Catholic mass grave sites of 350,800 missing children have been found in Ireland, Spain, and Canada. This is a story that is really sad. Now, I hope that this is not too offensive to you as far as hearing something like this, because people will oftentimes say to me, I don't watch the news. I don't read the newspapers. I just don't want to know that stuff. We are responsible as children of God to be praying for God's victory and calling to the angels and the masters, sending forth the light that they give us to send back to them, which is then multiplied and sent out to children and adults and people, sentient beings, the seventh root race, the light bearers, the children of God, the unborn children, the newborn children, and the youth all over this planet. So let me read to you this article, and if you don't want to think you want to hear this sad story, but it's becoming a good story, that is to say, it's being exposed right now as we talk about it, just cover your ears. It says, the atrocity of close to 800 emaciated children's bodies buried in an Irish nun's septic tank represented the 34th child mass grave site linked this week to the Catholic Church. Now, this does not necessarily mean the whole Catholic Church. There are many, many branches and aspects of this. It's a group that works underneath the auspices of the Catholic Church, however. Pope Francis was being prosecuted by the International Common Law Court of Justice in Brussels for allegedly trafficking 300,000 children of political prisoners through Vatican Catholic Charities during Argentine's dirty war. Some of those orphans ended up, many that were orphans, in a child's mass grave site in Spain. Last year, ICLCJ's prosecution concerned 50,000 missing Native Indian Canadian children. There have been 32 child mass grave sites uncovered so far in Canada, most of them on Catholic-run Native Indian residential school grounds. Now, we were just in Canada, and some of the Canadians there were very much aware of this. They said it was exposed, but then suddenly it went underground. You don't hear anything more about it. You'll never hear about it on our media, and it's a horrible thing. Unfortunately, the over 350,800 children suspected to be in these child mass grave sites in three countries paled in number to the Catholic priest sex abuse victims across the globe. As of November 2013, over 10 million Catholic priest child sex abuse cases have been discovered, documented, as shown here. And there's a place you can go to on a website that explains all about that if you want to. These 10,077,574 cases represented a mere fraction of total crimes committed. Only an estimated 10% of sex abuse victims were thought to speak out about their sex abuse, and just 10% of those cases saw the inside of a courtroom. The Irish child mass grave site containing bodies of children from age 2 days to 9 years was located at a now-defunct Catholic home for unwed mothers. And they died as late as 1961 from malnutrition and other causes. Children of the Canadian Catholic Indian Native residential schools were determined to have been murdered or died of malnutrition, human experimentation, and torture. One eyewitness, Irene Favel, testified in this video, which is another place you can click on and go, were thrown into a furnace. Favel claimed that in 1944 she witnessed a newborn infant incinerated by a priest at Meskowegan Catholic Indian School in Saskatchewan, Canada. The child torture was documented for court in Kevin Annette's book, Hidden No Longer, which is available for free if you go there online. So I'm not going to read all of this. There's much worse stuff, if you can believe it. Through Kevin Annette's efforts, on February 25th last year, indictments were presented to Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip and to Pope Benedict, who who resigned immediately, Pope Benedict, that is. They have been indicted for concealing and or participating in genocide of the indigenous natives of Canada. An international tribunal in Brussels is right now trying the case. And so it goes. Kevin Annett is a man who was a minister and very successful in a big church in Canada. 28 years ago, he found out about this and was trying to get it exposed and was cut off every time, one way or another. He was kicked out of the church for trying to bring it out, and his wife left him. But he continued, and he started an organization now, and if you want to know more, you can call me. That would be the easiest way, or write to me, I guess. But one thing that happened when this was brought to the surface in Montreal recently was apparently a security guard. Now, this is what I heard from someone else, so you'll have to investigate this yourself. I confess I haven't done all the investigation. I've taken it from other people or online that was forwarded to me. Anyway, a security guard went down into this deep, dark hole of a basement under the university in Montreal and found a room that was filled with indications of sacrificing children, blood everywhere. And he was appalled and managed to contact the police, and some of the police had hidden this, knew about it, and never went there, were told never to go there or something. And it all came out briefly, and then it was suppressed. And he was, so for that reason, because there seems to be CEOs of a couple of major companies that we're familiar with in our country, and since I don't have their names exactly here, I'm not going to repeat them, but you would recognize them. They were involved also. Child sacrifice went on there, and it's felt that the child sacrifice occurred because there was a lot of light in virgin children, untouched children, babies, and that sort of thing. And they really, satanic rituals really want that light. So I'm going to leave it at that. And this is something, the reason I've shared it with you is because I trust that all of you who are online tonight will add this to your prayer list. Pray for the children. And if you want to know more details about this, you can call me. And don't worry about the souls of these children. They are being taken care of, and they are happy now, even though they were sacrificed and gone. Mother Mary has them in her bosom. We know of places in heaven where these children go and are nurtured. Their souls are nurtured, and they are healed from whatever they experienced. So don't let this be a nightmare for you. But we do not want it to continue. This was not meant to be. So I'm sharing that tonight. We will add it to our prayer list tonight. And now I'm going to call on you, Barbara, and I want you to seal this part of our service in prayer. And then after you do that, we will have a prayer service in which you are all invited to stay later. But right now we will seal the class so that the rest of you can go, because we don't like to be on online all that long. We know you have things to do. So we will seal the service. Barbara Gabbert will seal it, and then we will open for your individual personal prayers or other prayers. Thank you.
Oh, blessed Mother Mary, and all the mothers of heaven, we call to your loving hearts, your compassionate hearts, to overshine all the children of the world, to guard, guide, protect, and direct them. We call for you to overshine the inner child of every man, woman, and child on this planet as well, to nurture us, to guide us, to love us, to teach us how to be more and more like you every day. Help us remember those that are less fortunate, who do not have access to clean water or adequate food or decent shelter, who do not have access to education and information. Help us to work together to do good things in small ways, wherever we are able, to bloom where we are planted, and to bring kindness and joy and peace and love into all that we do everywhere. Let us be your hands and feet and voices in the earth. Oh, beloved Hercules, we are so grateful for your teaching and for this wonderful clearing action, which we ratify now, and we ratify it again over and over and over on the earth, wherever we are, to bring in sanity and true wisdom and peace and love among all peoples. Help us see through the plots and plans of the fallen ones, to not be intimidated or dismayed by them, but to know that you, dear Lord, are firmly, firmly, firmly in charge of our lives and in charge of this world, and we surrender it to you today and every day. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be together, to pray together, to learn together. Help us continue to grow in all the ways that are most pleasing to you, O Lord. We thank you, and it is done. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm going to let you go ahead and organize the prayer request tonight, and I'll write down what I can understand.
Okay, great. Thanks, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, at this time, as is our custom, after the teaching part of our class is over, we open up the forum for prayer requests. So anyone that has a prayer request, please just press *6, and we'll be happy to write them down, and then we'll pray together for all these concerns.
Hi, Barbara.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, it's just me, Lola. Thank you again, all of you, for the wonderful. I really learned a lot and took a lot of notes. I wanted you to pray for my friends and my sister and Nick and just people in general that they are able to be gainfully employed, be able to have a healthy, happy life, and also a special prayer for all the troubles in the Middle East and all the Ebola virus patients and their family and loved ones, that the world is able to respond to all the issues going on in the Middle East, as well as the Ebola virus, that somehow the light of God will help the situation through all our prayers. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Lola.
This is Lee. And okay. I have two prayer requests. The first one is that I would like prayers for all the people, all the ascended masters, and then all the people of earth that are working to bring better conditions to all of God's children and all of mankind. And then my second request is for me, because I have some issues that I need to attend to and make decisions on. So I am asking for God's wisdom and guidance and just showing me exactly what I should do. Thank you.
Okay.
Personal. Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Barbara. This is Shola. I just also want to pray for my sister, Lola, who was just on, that she, if you guys
You two are just a tag team, aren't you?
Yeah, so if you can, because she had to quit her job because she's a doctor, so the where she was working, it just was a bad situation. So she's in San Antonio, so if you could pray she finds a job there and, you know, again, something that where she could stay for a long time and start, you know, she needs to get her finances back in order.
Yeah, a more stable job situation.
Yeah, and preferably in San Antonio. She's been looking, but there's one job in Dallas, but she'd like to stay in San Antonio.
Okay. All right. We will
Thank
be happy
you.
To do that. You're welcome, Shola. Anyone else?
Yes. Hi. I need prayer for myself. I'm new to the teachings. It's been almost 2 months, and I'm coming from a dark place, and I've done a lot of harm to my body, and I need prayer for, and I need, I want to understand better so that I can be better in these teachings and probably and help others.
What, you know, I think, see if you're still on, I think it's your phone that's making a squeak. So anybody who's not talking, hit star 6. If you were talking.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, whatever it was, the way. Yay. Okay, whoever was just speaking now, can you please repeat your name?
My name is Adrian.
Adrian.
Yeah.
Adrian, okay. All right, and where do you live, Adrian?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, okay.
If you could repeat your request, Adrian, it was hard for us to hear.
I need prayer for myself. I have health issues, and I need, and my comprehension is off. I did a lot of damage to my body. I'm coming from a dark place into the light, and it's really hard for me. And I have to like read things like over and over and over before I can get it. And I just pray for comprehension and wisdom so that I can help other people and myself. And I keep praying to figure out which ray I'm supposed to be on, and maybe I'm not doing it right because, like I said, I'm new to the teachings. It hasn't even been 2 months, and I just want to know my purpose, what I'm supposed to be doing. What is my purpose?
Okay. Do you know Donna Dregan?
Yes, we be on a we decree together.
Oh, wonderful, yeah, because she's a great source for information, and whenever you have any questions, or I'm sure she'd be happy to answer them,
Sharon,
you know.
Sharon Wallace is my aunt.
Oh, great. Uh-huh. Yeah, Sharon Wallace.
She helps me a lot.
Good, wonderful. Okay, well, we've got you here on the list now. And, yeah, feel free to call any of the Heart Friends whenever you want to have us pray with you, or if you have a question or something, we're always happy to help.
Okay, because I do know that this is my path. This is the only thing I've believed in years, and it's the only thing that moves me and keeps me interested, and I love what I do. I love praying for people. I love helping people. You know, and I want to make sure I know what I'm doing. So I just want to learn more about the teachings and the rays and you know the different masters and stuff. I want to learn a lot about what I'm doing. So.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, are there any other prayer requests?
For my family, I pray for my family and the children in my family. And all the Heart's Friends, because we all need prayer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Adrian.
Okay.
All right, here's one on the big side. Now, speaking of investigation, there's been WikiLeaks, and Edward Snowden has released some little glimmer of information about how the society is run, but there must be mountains of information that is being hid from us. So, and it should be written pretty objectively, because there's plenty of disinformation, misinformation we're going to have to deal with when we look at the society. So we could say that if we're going to be in the driver's seat, if we're going to elect officials and try to get this society going in a certain direction, we're really going to need some information. And if so much information is being hid from us, we really should pray that it's opened to us and everybody. Otherwise, we might as well be just blindfolded and carried along by the powers that be. So that's my prayer, that more light of information would get to everybody.
Very
wonderful.
Good.
And your name?
Daniel R. Peterson.
Daniel. Okay, great. Thank you, Daniel. Sounds like you are on it. Yeah, well, there's a lot of great stuff out there. If you look, you have to dig for it a bit, but there's a lot of good information where you can find out what the shadow government is up to and what some of the elites are doing. I think they own everything and everybody, you know.
Here's another interesting one. It's called the leech economy. There are certain guys that just sit around and take a little bit of every transaction that goes by. They're really not doing any kind of work, but they're just leeching off the flow of the economy. Here the average person is producing more and working two jobs, but there's a certain type that has gotten on the economy and can just suck off profits as they zip by in cyberspace. Leech economy.
Okay, well, if you haven't read them already, I would advise that you read the Ringing Theaters series of books about Anastasia. She talks about some of these things, especially in book 7, 8, and 9, and she talks about exactly what's going on and how that the masters plan to get around the plots and plans of these fallen ones. So a lot of good stuff in that. Wonderful. Who's next?
Donna? This is Anna from Marietta, Georgia. Can you
hear
me,
Donna?
Back?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Barbara?
I'm just right as rain.
I'd like to ask for prayers for myself. I've been having problems lately with my blood pressure. It doesn't come down no matter what I'm doing. I'm on high blood pressure medication, which I don't like, but I have no choice. And same thing with my blood sugar, excuse me. It doesn't come down from my almost 200s, despite the fact that I'm very careful whatever I do. So I don't know what's happening. So if you can please pray for myself and my life circumstances to get better. Thank you.
Certainly. Okay. We certainly will.
Anna, let me suggest one thing you might want to look into. There's an herb called hawthorn berry, and you can take that, and I don't know how much it will affect your blood pressure, but it lowers the blood pressure of many, many people that use it that come to my health food store. And if you can get it, it's not very expensive. It's a little herb that opens up your blood vessels so that the blood can flow better. And but you may need to take more than what it says on the bottle. It says to take two twice a day, I think.
Okay.
You may need to take something like three times a day to get those blood vessels opened up and the stuff, so the stuff can, if there's anything on the walls of the blood vessels, it can slough off and you can get rid of it.
You say hawthorn?
Hawthorn berry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you. God bless. Thank you very much.
We'll pray for you.
All right.
Wonderful. Okay. Any other prayer requests? Well, I have prayer requests for my daughter Regina Guccione and my friend Claire Foshi. They're both still looking for work, haven't gotten jobs yet, so they need to find something so they can support themselves. Okay.
Okay. Let's add the
Donna. Yeah, go ahead and divide them up.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's Caroline. Hi, Donna. Hi, Barbara.
Caroline.
Hi.
I'm so glad to hear
your
voice.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. I haven't heard you for so long. I just am so grateful to hear you. It was a wonderful program.
Oh, good.
Could we pray for, I have two friends that need some prayers. Daryl Cotter is going in for surgery again tomorrow. He had an 11-hour heart surgery just 3 weeks ago, and one of the doctors made a mistake. Another doctor caught it, and so they're going to go in and do some correcting tomorrow. But it's pretty serious, and so if we could have some prayers for him. Also, mm-hmm. for Angie Kirby, she's just been swelling really badly lately. Her face swells, and she's got tremendous back pain and like that. And she's been to several doctors, but they put her on water pills, but I don't know. It's not. So if we could please pray for them. And, you know, just for my family, I'd very much appreciate it.
Okay. We sure will, and for your family.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Donna, I guess it's time to go ahead and divide things up. I'll let you do that now.
Okay. I have, first of all, let's see, who do we have here helping us pray tonight?
Dwayne,
are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Donna Dregan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cindy, are you there?
Hello?
Cindy?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So is Marlene there? Okay, she's probably gone. There's five of us, I think. Donna, Cindy, Dwayne, Barbara, and me. If there's anyone else, pipe up. So we'll divide these prayers between the five of us, and if anybody else would like to pray for any of these, feel free to volunteer. Otherwise, you may want to at least write them down and pray for them during the week. So, okay, I'll give the first prayer was Lola requested a prayer for her friends and for Shola and Nick and for the people in her area that all require employment. And we could put her on that list because Shola told on her. So we'll put Lola on that, too, for employment, the proper employment in the Austin area. And she also requested prayer for the Middle East and for Ebola, the Ebola virus, to come to an end. So, let's see. Barbara, do you want to take that, or did I say somebody already?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, Barbara, you can take those requests. And then
Barbara,
okay.
Donna.
Yes.
This is Anna again. I'm just very upset with everything that's going on with ISIS, the way they're
mm-hmm.
threatening, you know, our homeland and everything is going on right now. You know, it's very disturbing and very worrisome. So
I know, and we're going to cover that. That's
okay.
Part of our it's one of the things I have down here. And we have to pray for all these things without being furious with the people.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have what we call an indifferent love, knowing that they were all created by God. Their souls are different than their body and their personality is right now.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies and personality is not doing what the soul knows should be done in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So we will definitely include that. That's part of our Middle East prayer that we have here.
Oh, thank you very much. God bless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you for everything you do, guys. It's unreal. It's a blessing in disguise.
Okay. And any time, when you're through talking to anybody, click on star 6 to make it easier to hear the people. Okay, so Barbara, you're taking the first one, and then you're taking child sacrifice and trafficking. That'll be the second one.
Okay.
And then Donna Dregan, if you will take Lee's request for the people in the world that are doing the best they can to help others, and if you pray also for Lee's need to make the right decisions about some things that have to be decided right away. And Donna, if you will also take, that one's already covered. Okay, if you would take Adrienne in Baltimore for her health issues, for her better comprehension and for her family and her heart friends. Those are her requests. And
okay.
Cindy, if you would take Daniel's request for the truth to be exposed about what's going on behind all this stuff that we don't begin to fully understand, and if you would also take Anna from Georgia, who has high blood pressure, pray that that she will determine what this is and be able to get the right help and not, if possible, not have to take high blood pressure pills all the time. However, if she does have to take them, may they be the right ones. And then, Dwyn, if you could take Barbara's request for Regina Guccione, her daughter, and also for a lady that they're helping that lives with them right now temporarily, Claire Boshi. Both of these ladies need work. There's lots of people that need work right now. And I'll take Carolyn Burdett's requests here at the end, and I'll close. So, Barbara, you go ahead and start.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved mighty Durga, to beloved Kali and all the mothers of heaven to rise up with your righteous wrath, to beloved mighty Astraea and to beloved Hercules and Amazonid to lock your cosmic circle and sword of blue flame in through and around all children, especially those who have been victims of child trafficking and sacrifice and torture and slavery of any kind. We call for protect them and for the shattering of this matrix. We invoke your presence and power, beloved mighty Hercules, to break the power of these fallen ones upon the children of our world and to bless and protect these precious ones, to comfort and sustain them. We call for exposure of these fallen ones and their dark deeds. Let them be exposed, O beloved Cyclope and Virginia. Expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, and let this all be consumed by the power of Almighty God and transmuted into pure light, 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 and let us value and protect and guide and direct and educate our precious children everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. We also call to beloved Fortuna, goddess of supply, and to the great divine director to place your electronic presence over Shola and Nick to help them find stable work and the income that they require to keep on keeping on. We also call to beloved Mother Mary, to beloved Kuan Yin, goddess of mercy, to bless and protect all those in Central Africa and Sierra Leone, in Liberia and Guinea and all the countries that are affected by the Ebola virus. And we also call for the exposure of the cause and core of this disease. We call for the health and well-being, the nutritional health of the people in that part of the world to improve, for them to get the care, the medical care, the education, and the alternative methods that will help them truly recover and be well from this disease. We call for the comforting of the families of those affected and for beloved Ray Light to mitigate all fear and panic that has been caused by the spreading of this disease and by the constant harping on it in the media. We call for the exposure of those behind all this manipulation and fear to be shown for who and what they are. We call for courage and peace and sanity and true love to manifest and to come to the fore in this entire situation. We ask this also for all the troubles in the Middle East. We call to beloved Saint Germain, Mother Mary, and Jesus, the Holy Family, to beloved El Moria, Dwal Kul, and Kathumi, the three wise men, and to Zarathustra and all masters who have had embodiments in the Middle East. And we command you to take command of the hostilities there, to dissolve the cause and core of the hatred between all the different groups, and for the canceling out of the violence and the bloodlust behind all this fighting, and for people to reach out one to one another and to live in harmony, in peace and sanity together, to find ways to grow beyond the programming that has been put upon them for generations, and to breathe the Aquarian vibration of true divine agape love. We thank you, dear God, and we know that you are with us always. Amen.
In the name I am that am, we call on behalf of Lee to all ascended masters of the Great White Brotherhood and all of the archangels, and especially Archangel Michael, Maha Chohan, Portia, Lord Lanto, and we ask that they help all of the families in every way they can with the problems that they have, the children, the government. We know that you will look over us, overshadow us, and we ask for the great divine director and Maha Chohan to be with Lee in her decision making and take her to the Cave of Light in India with the great divine director, as he has said he will work with your life plan. Ask him and he will work with you. And in the morning, let her write down whatever he has said, whatever she remembers, that he will be working with her life plan. We ask that this be done. And we ask also for Adrian in Baltimore. Work with her family that has had so many problems of recent time. Work with her health and her understanding and ability to comprehend everything. We ask that Mother Mary work with her. Jesus, Lanello, Cyclopea in Virginia, Lord Lanto, help her with her son that they may find a place together. Overshadow her son. Let him understand about Archangel Michael and invoke him. Maita, be with her son and her family, all of her family. We ask this. And also, Hilarion, Lady Francesca. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
The name I am that I am, I call forth for more light of information to the light of information to everyone. I call to beloved Cyclopea and Pallas Athena for the truth to be exposed, expose the dark ones, the fallen ones, of what beloved mighty Hercules was talking about tonight, to bring about the truth, to overshadow the media so that they may start going from a higher level of consciousness, to expose the dark ones and behind the media and behind the governments and behind the ISIS and the Ebola Cola Ebola situation in Africa. Oh, beloved Psychopia, oh, beloved Apostle Athena, hear our calls now. Oh, beloved Hilarion and Amazonian, write the truth. Bring about righteousness throughout the world. Expose the darkness. We thank you. Through our higher selves, we thank you now as you go forth this very hour to bring about this truth of illumination that needs to be exposed of the dark ones. I also ask for beloved Anna from Georgia's to the healing angels to surround her and bring about a true understanding what's going on with her blood pressure, that she may be able to be helped with the hawthorn berry, and if not, that she gets the right help to balance out her blood pressure and the right, so she's no longer feeling her, where she feels of not feeling very good on the blood pressure medicine that she's on. Oh, beloved Mary, take your healing angels now and surround beloved Anna and all that are will help her with this, with her blood pressure. I thank you, O beloved heavenly hierarchies and angels, for the answers to these calls. Amen.
In the name of the I Am That I Am, and my Holy Christ Buddhist Self, and the highest in the Buddha Christ Self of Regina Cuccini and Claire Fauci, I ask that for the angels of service, the angels of abundance, the divine director, beloved El Moria, and your will of God, to fulfill all that these souls require in their next step of employment, that they receive that perfect match of service to the employer or whatever creative endeavor that they will fulfill their soul's highest desires at this time, meeting the best outcome for all involved. We call for the angels of coordination to assist in bringing forth this perfect matrix of employee and employer. Angels of love, bring forth the love in their hearts that will bring joy to whatever service that they will be receiving. And we ask that it also bring all the abundance that they require. Amen.
And in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call for all of these prayers to be answered, and I would call right now for Caroline Burdett, for her friend Daryl Cotter, who is experiencing the results of a mistake in his heart surgery that he had recently. We pray for special protection and healing for him tomorrow morning as he has a corrective surgery. We ask that you be with his doctors and all who take part in this correction of his heart concern and problem. We thank you for the angels who care and watch over us and heal us. We call to the healing angels especially for him, and also for Angie Kirby, who's experiencing swelling and back pain. And we pray for the doctors to get to the bottom of all this. In the meantime, we pray for Angie to be grateful because we know this will bring more light and relaxation and relieve the stress of all this. Help her to thank God for everything she can think of. In fact, we pray that all people who are suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally, or psychologically will stop and be thankful for something. Maybe just the fact that they have food to eat, or a bed to lay down in, or people that care for them. Help us to be thankful, knowing that this is the source of all joy. And we pray for Caroline's family. Pray for Annie, and Kayla, Anthony, and all of her children and grandchildren, relatives, and for Caroline. We pray for a great love to rise up like a geyser in this family, to nourish and encourage and harmonize all of the relationships that are involved here. We say together tonight in our hearts, we love you, Lord God Almighty, and all of the angels and cosmic beings and members of the great brotherhood. We thank you. We love you. We're sorry for our mistakes. Please forgive us. Thank you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, everybody, that's it for tonight.
Fine. Thank you, Jenna.
And we will be meeting again, it looks like, on October 30th, Thursday, October 30th, if you want to write that down to save or to share with other people. David Lewis will be speaking at that time. I do not know what in particular he wants to speak on, but we will be finding out, and I will let you know. So I'm going to say good night now, and you're all in my prayers.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, bye.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Get some rest, Donna.
Yeah.
Bye.